Why do we have this like obsession with killing things over and over again?
Welcome to Continuous Delivery Office Hours, where we delve into the topic of modern software delivery. I am your host, Tony Kelly, and I'm joined by our regulars, Mr. Bob Walker and Mr. Steve Fenton. The topic this week is slightly controversial. We're gonna take a look at DevOps is dead, or this phrase that often gets passed around with various phases as new things appeared. It bounces up a few times around the internet, as these arguments tend to do. But we're going to try to fact check some of those things and work out where we're going if it's not DevOps. Is it platform engineering, vibe coding, something else? But let's jump in. I think, Steve, I'll maybe pass over to you first. If we can maybe, this is a very strange question given the industry that we work in, but let's start by defining DevOps. Some people may say there's no clear definition. It's a culture, it's a set of capabilities. What's true, what's not, or how do you look at it?
Yeah, I think that is a common problem. The whole, there's no way to understand what DevOps even is. I think there are two really good ways to look at it. One is if you go all the way back to Patrick Dubois' original definition, which is really about reducing friction between silos. So you may have heard things like, what if devs and operations weren't in two different silos, they just worked together? You could solve a whole load of problems. So that's one definition we can use. That's a really simple one. And then we've done like more than 10 years of research around this. The State of DevOps report has looked at the details of what DevOps means. And there's a whole model built around that, which includes things like culture is on there, transformational leadership, lean product management, continuous delivery. There's all of these very specific things that define what DevOps looks like in practice. So I think we've got really two really strong definitions of DevOps that we can say that's what DevOps really means.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I think when I'm going to go over to GitOps really quick. One of the things I liked about GitOps is that there's four very clear principles of GitOps, and they're very clear as to what it is. It controlled the scope. And I think the problem is with DevOps is that everyone kind of had their own definition, which is why we're asking this question right now. I mean, my personal favorite definition is going to be developers and operations working together to solve a common problem. So, for example, database deployments, they're a complete and total disaster. Well, let's solve this together. Let's work with the DBAs on solving this together, because the DBA doesn't like being online for 4 hours during a deployment any more than a developer likes being online for 4 hours during a deployment, and they don't like the emergency fixes that go on afterwards. And this is really what the whole Unicorn project and the Phoenix project was really all about. Like the first half of both of those books was all about the total disaster that was Parts Unlimited. So I think that's one way to look at that, on something like that. Now, if you look at what Gene Kim and Jeff Sunbold defined it as, they have the DevOps handbook, which I thought was super useful. And they had three very clear steps. The first one is improving the workflow between dev and production. The second one is about improving the feedback that's returning from dev and production. And then the third one is about continuous iteration and improvements based on that feedback and that improved flow. And I like that when you just look at those three, like that's what we're trying to do. And then we're trying to solve common problems across all of the different silos, as you were saying, Steve. But I do think that the reason why that DevOps is dead, so to speak, that's out there is because we never really could coalesce around a standard definition that everyone could agree to and saying this is the stake in the sand that we could say this is what it's going to be. Because everyone kind of misinterpreted it and did it their own way.
So is it dead? Is the question. And then probably a follow-on question. I think you may just have answered it, Bob, but like, why do people have this fascination with killing things? Like, why is it, like, it comes up, it's not just DevOps, it comes up in SEO every year, it's dead, yep. This thing. Why is that? And is DevOps dead?
I don't think it's dead, but to your point, to your first question of why do we have this like obsession with killing things over and over again, I think as an industry, we have collective amnesia every 6 to 8 months where we just seem to want to forget all of the lessons in the past. I don't know why. It just seems to be, we just seem insistent on relearning the same lessons over and over and over again. I don't know why. We just seem insistent on doing that. Now, when it comes to DevOps, I think there's two problems. The first problem, again, was that there was not really a cohesive agreement in terms of what is DevOps. And so when you can't agree on something, then you're like, well, it's dead. It's not a thing anymore. I also think that we never could agree on what scope is. For example, I was at Salt Lake City DevOps Days a couple of years ago, and someone got up on stage and said, you know, DevOps is all about the automating the creation of a VM. I'm like, that's a little too narrow on what DevOps should be. But it could also be a little bit too abstract, which is we want to have DevOps teams and engineers and doing all these other things. And these engineers, they're going to live in kind of this, you know, lack of a better term, an ivory tower, and they're going to think through these processes. And then they're going to come on from on high and bless us with the one process to rule them all. And we're supposed to weep with joy about this process. When you frame it with either of those, either way too narrow, which is we just are going to try to automate the creation of VMs, or way too grandeur, which is we're going to have one process to rule them all, and we're going to have these incredibly smart people solving this one, making sure we have this one process. That's where I think where we want to say that DevOps is dead, because you're looking at it the wrong way.
Yeah, I like that. I think there is a problem with semantic diffusion, and one of the mistakes I think we've made over the past 30 years is that we retreat too swiftly. So agile kind of started becoming meaningless. And so we just backed away and kind of stopped using the word agile to describe stuff. And it just happens over and over again that we collect together this set of wisdom and put a label on it to help us refer to that complete set of wisdom without having to name everything that's part of it. And then people pick up on that name and use it inappropriately. And we battle it a bit. We're like, that's not really what it means. And eventually we kind of tire and just let it go. And we're like, oh, fine. We can't say agile anymore because so many people think that that means phase software delivery, but we just have different job titles. It's like, I'm not a project manager anymore. I'm a scrum master. So therefore we are agile. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that around things like continuous delivery, continuous integration. I've had some debates about that on Reddit this week, which were interesting. And I think it's similar with DevOps is at no point did anyone who was pitching DevOps say this is a new team or this is a new role or anything like that. But that's how a lot of companies naturally felt they wanted to implement it. And given that the idea was to bring people closer together and break down silos, the whole idea of adding another silo just seems really strange. But it's super common. And like Bob said, there's this cycle of forgetfulness. And I think part of that is, if I go back to Agile again, extreme programming was kind of building this set of practices and principles and values, right? It was building out this set. And at some point, a proportion of developers and their managers especially went, this is actually a bit too hard. I don't want to learn all of this. I would like something simpler. And then you get Scrum, which is have a daily stand-up, do some planning, do a sprint review. It's like it gives you this little tiny checklist of meetings that you can implement that mean it's all really simple. Hey, we don't need to do tests anymore. We don't need to do pair programming. We don't need to worry about the sustainability of our code base. We've got this easier thing. And I think DevOps, in terms of that research project, maybe felt like that to people. There's a lot of things on that model that you need to do. And a lot of them are hard work on their own, let alone in concert with each other. So I think there's a bit of fatigue and people go, what if I could have something simpler? And platform engineering arrived at just the right time to say, forget all of that stuff and just build a platform. And that sounds super simple. Right, let's just do that. So I can understand why people maybe want to declare something dead because it's hard work and you'd rather not do it. But is it really dead? are we saying that developers and operations teams shouldn't talk to each other anymore? Because if not, it's probably not dead. Are we saying we shouldn't use version control, test automation, healthy psychological safety in our cultures, deployment automation, observability? I don't think we're saying that any of those things are gone. So even if we're not going to call it DevOps, it definitely isn't dead. We still kind of have to do it. And I think that's an interesting problem that we either solve as an industry, or Bob and I's retirement plan will be writing a book in 10 years' time where we pretend that this is all new and we become heralded as the amazing software gurus. And I'm looking forward to that.
You know, what's funny is, as you're kind of explaining that a little bit more, I kind of wonder if we also, as an industry, kind of took some of the wrong lessons, or we misinterpreted certain things. So, for example, I remember that one of the key lessons of the Phoenix Project and the Unicorn Project was, if you build it, you own it, you run it. And so that people misinterpreted that as, well, developers are now going to have direct access to make production changes, and we don't need operations people anymore. Developers become operations. That's what DevOps is. And it's like, no, you kind of, it's almost like you misinterpreted the story, you misremembered it, or you asked someone to summarize it for you, but they did a really bad job of summarizing. It's like the very early days of Zoom transcripts when it couldn't understand the word Kubernetes. And I can't tell you all the different things that it threw out at me, but it completely would say like avocados at one point. So I sometimes wonder if there's that as a bit of that as well, is that, again, it comes back to not having that clear definition, but also misunderstanding what we're trying to impart, that some of the lessons and some of the those books. Back to your point about Agile as well, it's like if you went back and you actually read the Agile Manifesto and you followed those principles, like, yeah, absolutely, you could probably be doing Agile pretty quickly. But it seemed like we just had to make it much more complex than it needed to be, or we just completely misunderstood it, or we just ignored it. Okay, yeah, that's cute, but let's go over and let's actually do our thing, you know?
My tongue-in-cheek thought is that, like, analyst and review sites must be in here somewhere seeding these arguments to create new categories that they can sell stuff around or talk about DevOps tools, platform tools. So they do seem to spring up and create categories and subcategories at times, which sometimes talk very similar things. But,
well, that's a very cynical perspective on the whole thing.
Well, it is
quite accurate.
Yeah. As someone who has had to discuss certain things with analysts, I would agree with you in that sense. It's almost like we have an in-house legal counsel, and he and I sometimes chat over DMs, and he starts asking me questions, but I know he already knows the answer to those questions, and he's just leading me to the same conclusion that he already has. And it's kind of the same way when I do some of those interviews. I'm like, you kind of already have an opinion already. You're just kind of you're just asking me the questions to reinforce this. Like, I already know this trick.
If we zoom out a bit, does it matter if we stop calling it DevOps, really? Is that a big deal? What's your thoughts?
It doesn't matter, really. The thing that matters is the way language works is you have some basic words, and then eventually it becomes very inefficient to try and describe things you're doing using those basic words. So you invent new words that can capture the whole piece, right? At some point, people would have been describing making fire, placing pot on fire, filling pot with water, putting meat in pot. And then someone went, let's just call that cooking, right? Hey, great. Now when we say cooking, we kind of know what we mean by that, and we don't have to use all those other words, right? So there's an efficiency in us bundling together a whole bunch of stuff, putting a name on it, and then we can go, I don't have to list 50 things off. I can just say DevOps. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I know the kind of thing you mean with DevOps. Obviously, that breaks down if we don't all agree what cooking means, okay? But that's the idea behind it. So we do lose something by refusing to give a name to high-quality software delivery, with all of the properties that we would like to see in that. So we'll need to call it something so that we can wrap that all up. But we probably need someone to own it strongly enough that that's who you would believe in terms of what does this mean. I think DevOps, I think we all agree, it's probably a poor name to describe the process. It was a good name when it was breaking down the first two silos. But after that, we discovered other silos. There's like a change approval board. That's really another silo. So we'll call it dev ops change approval. And then we found security were a separate thing. Dev sec ops change approval. And it like you end up stringing together a really long word. We didn't do that. We just added all those things in and never renamed it. Carried on calling it DevOps, although some people call it other things. It's like star ops. So yeah, I personally don't mind if we lose the name. I think we need to decide how we label the collection of things that all software teams really ought to be doing if they're writing software that matters to people.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think the word itself has become so polluted. The fact that we can't agree on a standard definition of what DevOps is, I imagine if it was in the dictionary, it'd probably be one of those words that has like 15 different bullet points of possible definitions of any of those other things. Or if you ever want a fun time, go on Urban Dictionary and look up some words and see all the different ways that it can be used. And so I do agree. I think it's been an overloaded term, and there's so much misunderstanding around what it should be. So in that sense, if we want to say, is DevOps dead, I would say the word DevOps is dead, but the practices that DevOps promotes, working together to solve common problems, using things like version control, continuous delivery, and incremental changes, and trunk-based development, and anything in between, that's all still very viable. Those are all the practices that you need to follow. I think it's kind of the same thing happened with extreme programming. People thought extreme programming, I don't know what people thought with extreme programming, but it was like it had some really good practices, as we were as you were mentioning earlier, Steve. But then people just kind of went completely crazy with it. They said, well, extreme programming is we're going to program to the extreme. And it kind of just got misused and people started rolling their eyes. And so I think that's kind of the problem, is that with DevOps, people are starting to roll their eyes a little bit. And so, again, I think we should honestly probably axe the word, but we shouldn't axe the principles. And I think that's a clear delineation that I'm willing to make on something like that.
That's fair. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Over to you to wrap us up, Steve. I think what is your question of the week this week?
Yeah, so I suppose thinking forwards to like the next 70 years, we've got all kinds of things going on at the moment that increase the throughput of our changes. And we need to manage the risk of those changes as we make them. When we look back in 70 years' time, which of the practices will we still be using? And what I'm going to do to make it tough is you can only pick one. Pick one practice that you believe will still be part of software delivery in 70 years.
I think making small incremental changes will be the desired path, and that's the way that we should be doing it, regardless of who's doing the change, be it a person or AI or some combination in between. Ultimately, I think that leads you to the greatest chance of success and the less chance of something going wrong. And the reason why I'm saying that I think this is the practice that should continue or will continue in the next 70 years is because someone already in the 70s already mentioned that this is the right way to do it, and it still holds true today. I was like, okay, I'm just going to pick what's going to work on something like that.
So I was going to say progressive delivery, but I think it's a little too close to Bob's. I don't want to just feel like I'm jumping on the Bob bandwagon. I'll pivot a little bit, and don't know if you could call it a practice per se, but I think there's something around incident response, post-mortem culture with the amount of change that is coming through. Things are going to break. There's going to be more. Like, can humans stay in control and be like, oh, here's what happened, here's what went wrong, here's how we improve it next time, without, oh, Claude changed that. His fault. It's not my fault. I didn't change it. There's I think that's like a big change we're seeing now. And I've heard some horror stories where people are like, I don't know what that change was, Claude, but like you pushed it through on Claude's behalf kind of thing. So there's a cultural thing that I think that there's probably going to be challenges over the next while with those, that changes and how people are involved in that loop and what that looks like. And again, can humans deal with the scale of change, and can they sort of remain human as part of it?
Love that. be interesting to see how that develops as we develop our AI etiquette over the next decade. The idea of going, I don't know, it was done by AI, probably isn't going to be something that we accept in the long term. I think, you know, some responsibility will have to be taken for prompting it to do the thing. I'm going to go back even further than the 70s. I'm going to go back to the 50s. There's a great book with Doug McGregor, I think it is, with a little pipe. Very old school, but I quite like it. So, and he talks about the fundamental belief that people are motivated to do good work, right? You don't need to motivate them. They want to do good work. And most of the times they can't do that is because you're in the way. And that idea is what underpins psychological safety and generative culture. I love Ron Westrom's work. This idea of generative culture being not just the best way for humans to work, but it also gets the best outcomes for the employers, because information flows better and it's safer, and they can remove risk faster. And there's all these benefits you get from it. And I really love this because the universe sometimes gives you this balance where it basically says, you can hate people, but if you want to have profits, the best way of getting there is by treating people well, giving them the freedom to make choices where they're close to the information, make it so that they can say, I'm worried something's going to go wrong, and they don't get fired for saying that. They get rewarded for highlighting it before it did go wrong. That, for me, I think is the capability that I would take from that DevOps model and say, I don't think that's going to fundamentally change ever in the whole history of humanity. And we've got at least like 120 years left of humanity. So that's a long time.
Yeah, that'll do me. That'll see me out.
I'd say I'll be dead by that point.
I like that. So it's like almost like the answers are hiding in plain sight, and they have been all along.
You know, it's funny. I'm giving a talk next week and about AI and software delivery. And my core argument that I'm making is that, you know, we've already solved for non-deterministic users with people. AI is non-deterministic just like people. We need to treat AI making software changes a lot like people and have deterministic processes around that. And so we can take the decision-making out of the non-deterministic users and make sure that you're making the consistent decisions all the time. And then what you're doing is that offloads a lot of those checks and balances and everything else and the whole human in the loop and expecting people to review things over and over and over again. And it's like, yeah, that's just a foundation for a disaster. So again, what's old is new again. I think it's kind of the TLDR. And again, it comes back to we have collective amnesia every 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, where we're just like, oh, what we did in the past, that doesn't matter. All that matters is what we do today. And I'm like, no, that's why are we relearning the same lesson over and over again? We've already had a solution in place for this. We just have to make sure it can scale out, not, well, let's just tear down the whole thing.
It's weird how we do that collectively, because individually, if I touch a bee and it stings me, I just don't touch another bee again, right? Like when a bee flies past, I'm like, whoop, I don't want that thing to touch me. I've learned my lesson. But as an industry, that collective effort, we keep forgetting and we keep on grabbing hold of bees. Like it's a really strange phenomena that as a group of people, we keep on voluntarily harming ourselves. So yeah, we kind of have to stop doing that.
Super. Thank you all very much. And thank you everybody for joining us today. Hope you've learned something, and let us know your opinion. Is DevOps dead? Please, please go to Reddit, start a thread. DevOps is dead. I wish you luck in your endeavor. We will jump in. We will give you our opinions as well. But yeah, you can find us on YouTube, like and subscribe, all of that good stuff, or search for Continuous Delivery Office Hours on your podcast provider of choice, and you will find us there. But until the next time, thank you for joining us, and happy deployments.
Bye-bye.
So long, everyone.